Report highlights from the OPEGA Final Report on Main Care Children's Outpatient Mental Health Services, an assessment of administrative costs and their drivers. This OPEGA review was intended to answer the following questions. First, how much of the funding for outpatient services for children is expended on the administrative costs of the Department of Health and Human Services and providers versus direct delivery of services? Second, what are the primary factors driving the administrative costs? Of the approximately $18.5 million spent on outpatient children's mental health services in fiscal year 2008, we estimate about 73%, or $13.5 million, is associated with the cost of directly delivering the services to children. Approximately 19%, or $3.4 million, can be attributed to providers' administrative costs, and the remaining 8%, or $1.4 million, represents the administrative cost of program management performed by the department and its contracted administrative service organization, also known as the ASO. Primary drivers of administrative costs for DHHS are the contract with the ASO and costs incurred by the Office of Main Care Services in processing provider claims. Providers surveyed reported that certain administrative requirements imposed upon them by the state, and the ASO in particular, represented significant efforts for them. The state has moved to standardize reimbursement rates for children's mental health outpatient services, and providers are working to adapt by managing their costs to a supportable level. By lowering or raising the standard rate, the state affects the level of cost providers can afford to bear. The provider network will continue to adapt to the implementation of care management efforts and standardized rates. We encourage DHHS and the legislature to closely monitor whether the current standard rate or administrative requirements on providers should be further adjusted to achieve additional savings or to address any unintended changes in the availability and quality of services. OPEGA suggested the legislature consider taking action to A. assess the cost-effectiveness of the contract DHHS has entered into with the ASO, currently that is APS Healthcare. B. formally monitor the effects of the current standard rate and administrative requirements of the care management effort on the Children's Mental Health Network to ensure unintended changes in the availability or quality of services can be addressed promptly. C. determine whether to revive the currently inactive Children's Mental Health Oversight Committee authorized by Title 34B, Section 15004-2. And D. monitor developing actions by DHHS and the service center that supports it to begin collecting federal reimbursement for appropriate costs that were not reimbursed in prior years.